Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
This is a really important point. Get this. The gospel usward is that which we are saved from. What was behind you? The gospel Godward is that which we are saved to. You're saved to something, and its name is glory. Hallelujah. And it's God's will now that this last generation church be so, He's Christ in us, the hope of glory, the hope of the manifest presence of God, that in this last generation church, we manifest this glory to the earth before we leave. Hallelujah. My daughter Shelley her daddy was a Cherokee. My husband lives in heaven now. And I tell you, every year of that little girl's life, her Cherokee bones show more and more. And she's working in Branson, and she's not backslidden. Don't need to have prayer for her. She is a minister of the gospel, and she's working for Andy Williams, and she sings in the Andy Williams show. And she says she's there on assignment for about a year. And she said, "Mother, I've got a congregation of 84 who haven't had the light." But anyway, every day somebody comes up to her and says, "Are you a Cherokee?" And she said, "Yes, I am." So her husband works at Silver Dollar City, and he bought her a book the other day. They have a lot of real good books out in the print shop. And I know Brother Copeland's going to want this because he's a Cherokee. And when you read this book, How Cherokees Are, I mean, you understand Brother Copeland, period. I was married to one, and Shelley got this book out. She said, "Mama, isn't this Daddy? Isn't this just him? How the men were and how the women were?" And it gives in this book the story of how the Cherokees found the white man's religion. Because the Cherokees, they have been known, it kind of traces it, to have lots and lots of preachers among them. And really to have been used in the revivals of this early part of the century from Cherokee preachers. And so it traces how they first got this word. Two Cherokee preachers you know are Oral Roberts and Kenneth Copeland. And Shelley Brim Oaks. And so the first man that brought them this message was a man named Charles Hicks. And she just this week she told me this story, and it fits right in. And he was an 8th Cherokee, and he spoke both languages. This was in the early days. And so he could not, the Cherokee language didn't have words in it for him to bring them too much from the epistles. They just didn't have the words in their language. But he could tell them all the Old Testament stories. They could understand it. And he could tell them the Gospels. They could understand all about Jesus. And they loved it. It was hard to get over them the idea of humility. Because they were brave. They call themselves the principal people. But they loved Jesus brave on that cross. They just cheer. And they took the message. And he made it like this for them. He said this to them in a simple way. The old covenant had rules. The new covenant has goals. See, God knew the goals all the time. He knew we're headed for the glory. But it wasn't revealed to men in the Old Testament days. But in the New Testament days, the captain of our salvation is bringing many sons to glory. You're not just saved from your sins. You're saved to the fullness of the presence and the glory and the power of God. And it's for now. And the blood will help you get ready for more and more glory in you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, there's another thing you need to understand. And you need to have something called before the foundation of the world faith. Say that. Before the foundation of the world faith. See, Jesus wasn't thrown by anything because he knew where he came from. And he knew how it's all going to end. And he wasn't looking down just like this to, oh my goodness, look at the present politics of our present president. Because he's walked up and down from eternity. And we're going into eternity. We're just living in this. We need to have a big picture view. And so we need to have before the foundation of the world faith. And the blood, like everything of God, started in heaven. The idea of the blood in the mind of God started in heaven. And it started before the foundation of the world. When Adam fell, God wasn't surprised. He didn't have to think, I got to get a plan. Before he ever made Adam, he had a plan to save him. You're not just for this life. You're for eternity. God has business for you up and down. All this vast universes, they're expanding at the speed of light. Do you think they're out there for decoration? To light the night sky? When Jesus comes, it says his reward will be with him and the works that you shall have, it says in Revelation. He will pass out his assignments when he comes. We're going to have assignments for ruling. Some will rule over more. Some will rule over less. There's rank in resurrection. If you are preparing only for this life, you are what Peter called, you miss it in the Greek of the King James, in the English of the King James, but the Greek says that he said you're short-sighted. So lots of Christians are short-sighted. They can't even get past Clinton. Paul had Nero to put up with. You don't hear him fussing about it either. He said, pray for the leaders. Hallelujah. Expand us, Lord. We're going to look at some scriptures for you to have before the foundation of the world faith from. Because faith has to be from the scripture. Revelation 13:8. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good to us? Now, all of this is by way of an introduction. I'll tell you when we get to the sermon. Revelation 13 and the end of verse 8. We'll pick it up with the book of life. We're taking only the part of this verse that's applicable right now. In the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The blood comes from the Lamb. We'll study more about that. He, Jesus, was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That blood in the mind of God was already shed. That's why in the Old Testament, with scarlet cords or the blood of a goat or a sheep, in God's mind, the blood of Jesus was already shed and he could do anything on those types and symbols. Hallelujah. He was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. Say glory.
Glory.
1 Peter 1. You know, there's a mystery about the blood. And we're not going to understand it all with our heads. But as you read about it, I find that on the inside of me, the Holy Ghost is working. And something's going, va-voom, va-voom, va-voom. And my spirit is receiving revelation that my head doesn't even... So that's going to happen to you this morning. It is happening to you right now. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. Verse 18. 1 Peter 1, 18. Redeemed is a blood word. We're redeemed. 1 Peter 1, 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed or bought back with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But you were redeemed, we could say, with the precious blood of Christ, the Mashiach, the anointed one, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last days for you, last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. He was a lamb foreordained, slain before the foundation of the world. Let's read Hebrews 9:14. Oh, how I love this verse. This verse just makes me think of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a before the foundation of the world verse. Hebrews 9:14. You might want to read Hebrews 9:10, 11, and 12 about the blood before you come back tomorrow night. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, all the Old Testament they've been looking for the Mashiach, the anointed one. How much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This is a Trinity verse. We have verses that show us the Trinity. You know, when Jesus was baptized in the water, you see God the Son going under the water, and you see God the Holy Ghost coming like a dove and ascending on him, and you hear God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." This is a Trinity verse. You see all three of the Godhead here. Verse 14, how much more shall the blood of the Mashiach, Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God the Father. Here we see that God the Son offered himself to the Father like you offered your offering this morning, and he did it through the Holy Ghost. When did he do this? Did he do this when Adam fell? Oh, Adam fell. God, I'll do it. I'll go. That'd have been a little late. I love what Brother Copeland taught us years ago. God is moved only by faith. Because he's not moved by need. Because if he were moved by need, Satan causes all need. He'd be running around causing needs, and God would be following Satan. God never follows Satan. He didn't see what happened in the garden and then figure out something. God decided he needed men. And he was going to work through all eternity with men, with you. And he has a job for you. And he wanted to work with men that he put wills in so they wouldn't be puppets. And he saw that Satan was going to tempt that will before the foundation of the earth.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org, or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.